It's the Opposition Research Podcast on HawkeyeNation.com.
Welcome to the Opposition Research Podcast here on HawkeyeNation.com. My name is Andrew Downs. Each week I'll find a beat reporter, blogger, or broadcaster that covers Iowa's upcoming opponent. If you have a suggestion for who I should talk to in a given week, or if you have questions you'd like me to ask, you can find me on Twitter at Andrew C. Downs. Let's get to this week's game. Number 22, Iowa returns home to play Minnesota. A 2:30 kick, and as of right now, Iowa is a 6-point favorite. And my guest today covers Minnesota for the Star Tribune. It's Randy Johnson. Randy, thank you for the time.
Oh, no problem at all.
Man, it's been an up-and-down season for the Gophers. Is there a theme that's emerged in the wins versus the losses? Is there one or two things you can point at and say, when this happens, they win, when this happens, they don't?
It really comes down to their running game and their offensive line. They have a veteran offensive line, and it's played pretty well for most of the season. It just they've had a couple of hiccups where they had trouble against Bowling Green, and now this past weekend against Illinois, where the basically the Gophers fall behind, and they have to go to the passing game, which they don't use a whole lot, and they're not a team that's really built to come back on opponents. So, you know, they're a team that's built to run the ball, grind the clock, and keep the ball away from the opponent.
Not much luck in the running game when it comes to injuries for the Gophers. Obviously, Muhammad Ibrahim went out early. Trey Potts midway through the season, both out with injury. Who should we be looking for to run the ball Saturday afternoon at Kinnick Stadium?
Yeah, they're on their basically fifth and sixth running backs from the training camp depth chart. They had Bryce Williams, who suffered a season-ending ankle injury a couple weeks back, and then they had Cam Wiley, who entered into the transfer portal. So that leaves a redshirt freshman Kai Thomas and true freshman Bucky Irving. Both those guys are four-star recruits, so there's a lot of talent there, but they are freshmen, and you know they've filled in well. Had a couple back-to-back 100-yard games, and they've done well this week. This past weekend, they did get shut down though.
How's Tanner Morgan look? That's a guy that we all know well here in Iowa. We've seen him play a couple of times here, and you talk about the running game being the most important part of this offense. Where is the threat in the passing game if there is one?
Well, it has to flow from the running game. They have to have success in the running game for Tanner to be successful. You know, this isn't 2019 when he had two NFL caliber wide receivers and Tyler Johnson and Rashad Bateman to throw to. It's more of a complementary type situation with the Gophers passing offense, and it's worked in their wins. In the two losses to Bowling Green and Illinois, it didn't. They just got behind, and he was forced to pass, and he threw a couple picks in both games.
Chris Altman-Bell has had some injuries as well. Is he on schedule to play Saturday?
Yeah, it looks like he'll be playing Saturday. At least that's what PJ Fleck said yesterday, that it wasn't finalized that he'd be playing, but indications are that things are pointing in the right direction there. They definitely could use him. He's their best receiver. They have a young guy, Mike Brown-Stevens, also emerging. But they need all hands on deck in that passing game.
How about the other side of the ball, defensively? Who should Iowa fans be looking for? Players, position groups? Where's the strength of this Gopher defense?
I would say it's in a couple places. It's up front on the defensive line. They rotate about eight guys in there, so they keep them fresh. They're doing pretty well with a transfer from Clemson named Niles Pinckney. He's been a revelation from this year. And their linebacker group has improved quite a bit. Jack Gibbons, a transfer from Abilene Christian, has been very good, and he's helped hold over Mariano Sorimar and develop very well at the linebacker spot.
All right, so as we look at this game on the whole, and you know, it's been hard to kind of put our finger on Iowa. It feels like it's a little hard to put your finger exactly on Minnesota, although they did have that nice four-game win streak before that loss to Illinois. Where do you think the advantages are in this game as you look at both teams? Where do the Gophers have the advantage? Maybe where do the Hawkeyes?
You know, I would think The defensive line for Minnesota should be an advantage for them. Iowa has that great center and Tyler Linderbaum. So that, maybe that mitigates that a bit. The Gophers offensive line will be facing a pretty good defensive line there in Iowa too. So, they need to get that line going and playing well. That kind of gets the whole offense going if they're doing a good job of paving the way.
So it sounds like Minnesota not built to come back. So maybe if Iowa is able to jump out to a lead, which they haven't done a lot lately, but if they were able to do that, that might be a tough thing for the Gophers.
Yeah, it's against that Iowa defense, I'm sure any team is going to have trouble if they fall behind. For the Gophers, obviously, don't give up the ball like Iowa's feasted on most of the year. That's obviously a big thing for Minnesota.
PJ Fleck just signed that extension and then promptly loses that game to Illinois. How are fans dealing with that? How is his tenure going from the fan base perspective up there in Minnesota?
I think it's going pretty well. I mean, he got a lot of run out of what happened 2 years ago. They finished 11-2 and they have two top 10 wins over Penn State and then over Auburn in the bowl game. Finished number 10 in the final rankings. That's, the best they've done since the early 60s. So that, that was, people were pretty impressed with that. Now, once you get that, they want you to do it again.
Yes.
So, the big thing for him is, he needs to break through and win the division one of these years. And they still have a chance this year. It's going to be a little bit tougher now that they lost Illinois. They basically need to at least beat Iowa and Wisconsin, which they haven't done in the same year since 1990. So it's quite a mountain to climb.
It's been six wins in a row now for Iowa in this series for the Florida Rosedale. Over 20 years since the Gophers have won inside Kinnick Stadium. How badly do Gopher fans want this win?
Oh yeah, pretty bad. I mean, they're kind of tired of having Iowa fans lord the trophy over them. That's for sure.
He is Randy Johnson. You can follow him on Twitter at RJSTrib and check out his work at the Star Tribune. Randy, thank you so much for the time today.
Oh, no problem at all. Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, there you have it. Don't know exactly what to expect from this game. Feel pretty good about Iowa with Alex Padilla under center, but we will see. It always looks good the first time. Can it look good when the other team is prepared for it, when he's run with the ones all week long? This and I think the rest of the games on Iowa's schedule come down to Iowa more than their opponent. If Iowa can play to its ability, if it can limit turnovers and mistakes, if it can create some of those things on the other side, I like the Hawkeyes' chances to win all three of these games. If they can't, I don't like their chances nearly as much, and these are three losable games as well. We'll have it all covered at HawkeyeNation.com. Check that out, and thank you so much for listening. Go Hawks!